We are joined right now by the head basketball coach. I'll finish that thought in a minute. The head coach at Kentucky. He has led teams to six Final Fours and a national championship. The recipient of countless Coach of the Year awards. He's had 38 players drafted since he arrived at Kentucky. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. He is a friend of this program. Kentucky is 23-5. They're first in the SEC. They're ranked eighth. They're at home against Auburn, who is number 15. That is Saturday, 3:45 p.m. Eastern on CBS. John Calipari is my guest. Cal, before we get into the season and this year's team, how is your life? How you doing these days, John?
Romy, I'm doing good. I got to ask you, how old are those boys now?
The boys are now 18 and 15, and Jake, our eldest son.
Oh, my God.
John, you met him when he was a little kid. He is now at the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened, right?
What's happening? How much gray? I can't see you right now.
Probably not as much as I should have, but there are ways to handle that sort of thing.
You paint it?
I'm not going to say that I don't paint. I don't shoe polish. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, Cal. You know this.
If I painted, I think my wife would lose her mind. She lost her mind already. She's doing this Snapchat stuff. Oh, my gosh. She got me when I take garbage cans down. And I got an electric garbage can thing that takes itself down the bottom of the hill, you know, down the driveway to there. Because that's it.
Hey, Cal, I know that you are privileged and rich and you earned all those things, but can you explain how that works?
Yeah, do you have a rumba? One of those things that go around your house? Rumba?
I do not have one, but of course I know what they are. A Roomba.
Yeah, your Roomba. Your wife has one. You may not have one.
She doesn't.
But
we're a no Roomba zone.
Trash cans now that you can have them. They go down themselves. You don't have to take them down to the end of the street. Yeah, they have all that stuff now.
Hey, John, wait till they have players like that.
She's a princess. There's no question.
They're going to have players?
The other day, she's so ridiculous right now. I've said, you know what, Ellie, when I die, I want to come back my wife. That's what I want to come back as.
No, I mean, right, it'd be the best gig ever. Is she Snapchatting all this stuff, John?
She threw something at me. I can't remember what she threw, but anyway, what were we going to talk about, bro?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you back. Thanks for joining us. I'm good now. And John Calipari joining us. We could talk about any number of things. Why don't we start with the fact that you beat Texas A&M in their place on Tuesday night, thanks in part to a massive game from Emmanuel Quickley. He had 30 points. He had 8 threes. I want to ask you about him, but E.J. Montgomery, John, had 10 boards, 8 points, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And you had talked recently about how he was on the verge of a breakthrough. So what do you make of his performance overall? Why don't we start there?
Well, here's what these young kids, the hardest thing for them to accept is that for you to break through, you have to be in great, great condition. And conditioning is hard and it's painful. And they've never done it before. So there's things that happen to them that their bodies never felt. So now all of a sudden you try to tell them whatever you feel like stopping, you have about 40% left in the tank. And let me explain, son, I swear to you, you're not going to pass out. So just keep pushing, going. Now, what they'll say is, well, that's really hard and painful. And can I just shoot more balls? can I just play and let's play more zone? I mean, so what happens is they go the full Monty of everything they can try before they accept, I just got to get this conditioning down. I just got to enjoy the pain and the grind and the process that it now I enjoy this. You won't surrender now when you get tired. You won't let go of the rope. You'll build a will to win inside of you so that you can now play basketball, winning basketball, not exchange baskets, grab my knees. He pushes me. He dunks on me. Something happens. I jog back. No. And the prime example is Nick. Everybody says, what's the difference in Nick Richards? He's in the greatest shape of his life, so he doesn't surrender anymore. He keeps fighting. For EJ, it took him a little time, and now every day all we're talking about with him is conditioning. Forget about shooting more balls. Forget about all that. If you condition, you'll score. If you condition, you're not going to surrender. You're going to get some things off a block. How about you outrun their big? well, can I just shoot more jump shots? How about you outrun their big so you can dunk it? How about you be down the court so that you are ahead of the pack and we can get you different place? So all this takes time. And some kids get it in a year. Other kids get it in 2 years. Some kids get it in 3 or 4 years. Emmanuel Quickly last year wasn't sure of himself. So now when things went south, if he started a game 0 for 3 or 0 for 4, all right, if he took five more shots, now he was going to be 0 for 8. This year, he went 1 for 6 in a game, and I looked at him at halftime. Jim and I just said, look, if you don't shoot the ball, you've dribbled through 3 shots because you didn't want to shoot them because you missed. I'm taking you out, and I'll put in Johnny because I have Johnny Juzang from out west in L.A. He shoots every time he catches it. Now, literally, if he catches it, he's trying to shoot it. And I told him, I said, Emmanuel, I know Johnny will shoot it. So you better shoot the ball. And he came out and had 13 points in the second half. All this stuff, these kids, they got to beat themselves before they figure out how to beat an opponent. You got to conquer you before you conquer somebody else. And most of that is, I can do more than I thought I could do.
What I'm hearing from you, Cal, is you versus you, embrace the suck. Embrace the suck. Now, from the outside, Cal, you laid this out. I know that you're not going to ask any of them to do something you would not ask of yourself. John, you sound to me, from the outside anyway, as passionate and as fired up as you ever have been. Given everything you've accomplished, how do you maintain that fire and make sure that you do not let your own guard down and do not rest on your own laurels?
Well, first of all, why do I do what I do? And what would move me? Winning more games? Winning more national titles, winning more Final Fours. How about I went from the basketball business to the business of helping families? How many of these kids? I just called a young man in today and told him I'm worried about him. I'm worried about you because you're a good college player. I'm not worried about that. You're a good college player. And if you want to be here 4 years, that's fine. But I don't want you thinking you can go to that next level playing the way you are. You can't exchange baskets. You got to fight. It is a dog fight. And if you think it's easy or if I miss shots, I'm going to get cool, you're not ready to leave here. And so my job, and I said, you may think I'm mad. I'm not mad. I'm worried. I'm worried about you. I love you, but I'm worried. I've tried everything. Being mean, being nasty, being sarcastic, being friendly, hugging. You're not changing. You have to fight. You have to look at that other guy and say, I'm going to – everybody just heard all these – the accolades, which were well-deserved about Kobe. He was the ultimate competitor. And the reason he mastered everything was because he was the ultimate competitor. He was going to beat you whatever it took. And if it meant I had to work at 3 o'clock in the morning – and come back 2 more times in a day, then I'm going to do that. What's happened is now with video games and all the money and all this, I just want it, but I don't want to have to go get it. Well, that's the one thing about coming here. You're going to be told the truth. These kids all say, Coach, I want you to keep it real with me. Okay, until I keep it real with them, and then they want me to keep it real with the other guys, not them. So my job here that motivates me, how many more guys and how many more families can we help change? Am I afraid to hold a kid accountable? No. Am I afraid to get on them? No, because I love them like they're my son, which means if they can't play or can't deal with the guy that they know loves them and is about them, basically you can't play. I mean, think about it. You're looking for excuses. You're copping out. So the other thing is, do you remember when I was working out and I was giving you numbers? So yeah. I'm back on the elliptical every day, four and a half miles in about 30 minutes, 32 minutes means I'm going hard. And then with these eye watches, I know how many steps I take in practice. And it's walking 3 miles, 3.5 miles, almost 4 miles in a full practice. That's every day, plus I'm lifting. So if you saw me now, oh, and you and I wrestled, I would kick your butt right now. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You talking about you'd kick my ass or you'd kick your player's ass?
Well, they're getting bigger than they used to be. Before, I could probably grab a couple of them and not be afraid. Now, if I grabbed a couple of them, I'd probably think I better be ducking.
Art of war, man. Pick your spots. Hey, Cal, really quickly, how many calories do you burn on that elliptical workout?
I don't wear the eye watch on the elliptical.
Yeah, but it says it right on the machine,
though. I'm probably burning, I don't know, 1,000 calories walking. And still, you know, here's the thing. I'm Italian. So don't tell me don't eat pasta and bread. Stop it. I mean, I eat pasta and bread. I grew up on it. My grandmother, every time I saw her, she knew she was making me her gravy, and I was eating. I had to go to St. Louis yesterday. I went to Canetta's, which is an Italian restaurant on the hill, before I went to the game. I had to eat quick, but I ate a bowl of pasta. I can't help myself, so
hey,
I got a little belly.
Cal,
but don't you think a little belly is cute, too?
Yeah, it's adorable. Hey, Cal, I would never say to you, don't eat pasta, but I would say to you, don't lie to me about burning 1,000 calories on a walk. Like, as an example, I hit the same elliptical yesterday you did for 66 minutes at level 14, damn near died, but I did 800 calories in 66 minutes, killing myself on an elliptical. I'd love to know how you could burn 1,000 on a walk, because
well,
I'm going to do that instead of the elliptical.
I'm not just saying on a walk. I was combining the two.
Did you walk to the moon?
You burned 800 and what?
800. 800 calories in 66 minutes on level 14.
My daily are probably 850 then. Something like that.
I'm telling you.
It
might
be more than yours. If you told me 900, I was going to say 925.
If you burned 1,000 calories walking, you must have walked to the moon and back.
Well, here's what I do. Because I know now, if you watched us practice,
right,
I'm purposeful in my walking.
Oh, I know.
I'm walking the whole practice now. Up and down, sideways, over. I'm walking.
We have to, John.
How far I walk. It's almost between 3.5 to 4 miles I walk in practice.
Preach. I know exactly what you're saying. We've reached a point in time where we need to be purposeful about everything because everything's harder now, right? I mean, it's all good. It's great. Yeah. But everything's tougher now.
Yeah. And here's, again, I'm older than you. But you get to the point of, you know, you start winding it down and it's just, you know, how do I want to feel? I feel good when my individual guy. Here, look, everybody will say, well, his teams by the end of the year are playing their best. You know, you've missed the point. Individual players are improving. Individuals. And if they keep improving, not just one guy,
right,
like all of them, my teams will be better than they were early in the year.
We know this. You know, John, do you know what the ultimate poop in the ice cream is? That we literally are already out of time and we're just getting started. The ultimate pinch of poop in our chocolate mint chip ice cream that we no longer eat because we can't is that we're already out of time, which I hate. Cal, couldn't appreciate you more.
Tell the boys, tell the wife I said hello too.
I will. You too, Cal. Appreciate you. John, always. Thank you so much. John Calipari. Nobody like him. Nobody like Cal.